It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. This year's Great Michigan Read selection is Annie's Ghost, A Journey into a Family Secret. This autobiographical novel tells the story of one man's surprising discovery of an aunt, Annie, who he only learns of after his mother's death. Steve Luxenberg is the author of Annie's Ghost, and he joins us now. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jennifer.
You know, this is a fascinating read. It's part mystery story, part family history and exploration, but we also travel with you on this journey of relearning who your mother and aunt were as well. Why was it important for you to tell this intimate story about your family?
You know, when we get to be grown-ups and we think about our mothers and our parents, we're not sure that we really understand them because we don't really know them at a younger age. And my mother had a secret, which she kept her entire life. She didn't tell her children that she had a sister who was institutionalized for 31 years in a Michigan hospital called Eloise. And when we found out about this, which was inadvertent and not something we were digging for, at least for me, I needed to reimagine my mother and my entire family story, because when mom was growing up, she told elaborate stories about how she was an only child, and those turned out not to be true.
You talk about secrets a lot in the book. What did you learn about the nature of secrets and keeping secrets, especially in families?
Well, there are good secrets and there are bad secrets. I think that every generation creates its own secrets as conditions change. If you think back to the 1980s, families that discovered that they had a family member with AIDS had reasons for keeping that private during, as we figured out as a society what AIDS was all about. In my mother's time, my aunt was physically disabled as well as mentally, had mental health issues when she was about 20 years old. And the stigma that was attached to those, I think, led some people to hide family members who had those ailments, although there were certainly lots of families that did not do that.
How did uncovering Annie's story change the story of who your mother was and who your father was as well? Because he plays a role in this as well.
Well, you said before that there are lots of secrets in the book, and while there are, and I think that that's kind of the thread that holds the book together, for me this is a story that's a universal one. It's a story of identity, the identity that my mom reinvented for herself, certainly a story familiar to many other people as she became a grown-up and decided that she was going to hide the existence of her sister, and she destroyed a lot of her background and didn't talk about that part of it that would refute her only child stories that she had told us. For my aunt, I think it was losing her identity. She went into a hospital where she became anonymous. And for me, as the inheritor of all of this, I had to look at my own identity and who I thought I was. And so I think of the book as a story about identity, and that's certainly a universal story that I think a lot of people can identify with.
For the members of your family who have had an opportunity to read the book, who worked on this process to some degree with you, what's been their reaction?
Well, at first, I think, you know, I didn't go out intending to write a book about this when we first learned of the secret. It came out in very small increments over the period from 1995 to 2005. But then when I started to work on it as a book, I think that the family was divided, not in a bad way, but my older brother didn't really understand why I wanted to do this and felt that since mom had passed away, there was no way that she could tell us about her motivations. And I sort of teased him and said, well, you know, a dozen books come out on Abe Lincoln every year, but he's not around to tell us his side of the story either. So history can't be completely based on people who are living. And I guess that I felt that, you know, here's a story that could be told and it could help other people whose families are carrying around a secret. And I think the most, the affirmation of that for me was after a talk I gave a couple of years ago, somebody approached me with a book in their hand, held it out to me for signing and said, I brought your book to Thanksgiving dinner. We have a secret in our family that we had been unable to talk about. We were now able to talk about it because I told them, please read this book. It will make it feel as if it's safe to talk about our secret. And I think that was the most important moment for me in all of the last couple of years.
Steve Luxenberg is the author of Annie's Ghost, A Journey into a Family Secret. It's this year's Great Michigan Read Selection and a remarkable story. Steve, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.